Rise up, pledge your location, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. As we gather this evening, let's be mindful of our civic responsibilities, that which makes now a better place to live and work. And we pray on that part. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. McNaughton?
Here.
Mr. Profato?
Here.
Mr. Cantola?
Here.
Ms. Marquez?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here. You had your meeting minutes distributed before you have your regularly scheduled and special council meeting. It's your pleasure.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
There was moved by Smith, seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications.
From the Office of the Treasurer's Revenue Report through November 4th, 2020.
Council's pleasure. Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Smith to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That's all.
That's it. Members of the audience, would anyone like to address City Council this evening? Anyone? George, your name and address for the record, please.
George, we're on the 23 North Road. Hey, I was going to joke about this brush off. Instead of going to the opposite, can I buy it?
Philip?
Well, we got to sell it that way.
Why is that?
Because it's like same thing with the public bids. You got to sell it out. But you can buy it through the auction. You can go to get it.
What about, okay, so is it, wouldn't that be the same about that land you guys are trying to get to the CIC? Wouldn't that go through the auction too? How are you guys giving land to the CIC without it going through the auction?
The difference in the CIC is CICs don't have the public bidding requirement.
So then after that, they can turn around and sell it. CIC gets around turn.
They could potentially do that.
But not an auction. They can sell it to whoever they want. This water deal. I've been to pretty much all the meetings, and I hear we were COVID calling in. This is the first time I see it on the agenda, but yet they're talking about the urgency. It's got to be passed. Got to be passed right now, right now, right now. They said you guys have been talking to it for about 5 months now, but yet it's the first time on the agenda, and I've yet to ever hear anything about it.
There were discussions, quite some time ago at meetings.
But you had George, questions George, which telling me George, wait, that wait. You didn't read the contract.
I did read it. George, let me finish.
Questions.
You?
I had three
George.
Questions. And again,
George, you're going to let me speak.
Why are you going to interrupt me?
George, you said I didn't read the contract. I did read the contract. Ms. Smith wanted to say
why
something.
You
Sherry?
Questions. You should know that.
Sherry?
Just to put on the last two utility committee meetings, we've had discussions regarding this contract. The administration has worked with our law director regarding the contract.
And they also say they're going to build these towers, 3 million gallons, possible three with 9 million gallons of water. Are they going to, after they buy all this water at a reduced rate from us, and they fill them tanks, are they going to turn around and sell it to the people that come in at a higher rate?
That's their business model. We can't dictate.
Don't worry about it. They're going to buy all this reduced rate, water reduced rate, 9 million gallons in store, and turn around and sell it to somebody else for
that's
a higher
their,
rate.
That's their prerogative.
And the bottom line is they're getting water for free from Niles.
They're not getting water for free. They're paying a rate.
If they're doing that, they are. They're going to sell
their contract. I'll comment to that. They're also responsible for the entire valley and infrastructure.
Yes.
So yes, they're going to increase the cost to cover their cost of infrastructure.
Right.
That's business.
I understand all that.
Yes.
But they're going to buy that water cheaper. They go into business and sell their own water to other people coming in at a higher rate.
Only in their village, yes.
Yes, in their village.
In their village. That's their prerogative. Just like the residents.
So what about the tower?
George,
I understand that.
So we sell it to you for more.
I understand that.
And we're responsible for the infrastructure.
I understand all that.
Well, that's business.
I understand that, but they're like buying a water off Niles to resell it. They're not using it for the rest. They're not selling it for the rate that they would. You're missing a point.
No, they probably have two rates. I'll give you they have a residential and commercial, and so do we.
That's pretty much, you're going to buy cheaper water from us instead of going to Warren New Paul where they get the water out, store it, and sell it to other people.
It is a benefit to our city to sell our water.
What about if we don't have enough water? What if we don't have enough water in the town we're talking about? Andy said maybe go to another tower. Right. Who's going to want to build that tower to get us more water?
That's a collaborative between the Mahoning Valley Sanitary District, the city, and the reason I ask those questions is to make sure it's crystal clear and in the public record that there was due diligence. So down the road, George, there is no confusion on the 90-day rule or the 253 for 10 years or all those things. So we ask questions, one, for clarity, but two, to make sure that there's full transparency relative to the agreement.
So if that tower goes up, we have to build another tower now?
I believe MBSD owns that tower up there now. Yes, they do.
We operate, maintain the Stevens Park Tower.
Yeah, that's theirs now.
Would they build it up? Would you guys build the other one too at no cost to Niles?
You have 30 seconds, George.
Would you?
No
cost to Niles?
George, over here. George,
okay,
there
is now going to be responsible for building the other tower.
We are responsible for ensuring
nobody's answering the question. What I'm asking, will Niles have some part of paying for the tower?
Well, sure, we will. Yes, that the answer to your question, yes.
Okay, that's why you got to say it. Yes, instead of trying to get around the question.
Time has expired. Thank you.
Niles says,
sit down, George. Time is up.
That's a lie.
Thank you. Anyone else? There being no one else? Committee reports?
Have none.
No committee reports. The clerk will present tonight's legislation.
Draft number 121-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing budget transfers within Police and Fire 1% Fund 217 for the purpose of a direct purchase of a fire engine from Finley Fire Equipment and declaring an emergency.
Make a motion to suspend.
Moving Cantova, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? We're going to advertise non-proprietary for the truck.
Direct buy.
Okay. Any other questions? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Perfato, seconded by Marquez for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
The draft has been adopted under suspension of your rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 122-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Salido for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
The draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 123-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the sale by internet auction of a certain obsolete brush hog no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Second. Moved by Smith, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 124-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a water supply agreement with the Village of Lordstown and declaring an emergency.
Ms. Smith?
I make a motion.
Wait, Linda.
As per ORC 121.22 G8, an executive session to discuss contract, public contract.
Then a motion to adjourn an executive session per the reading. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded by Mr. Cantola. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Let the record reflect the council has adjourned into executive session at 6:26. We would ask that all of our guests please step outside.
I'm going to turn this back on. Looks like everybody hung up already, though.
Okay. Will the clerk please call the roll to reconvene?
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez? Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Council meeting has been reconvened. Would the clerk please present?
May we read it?
Yeah, reread it just for the purpose of clarity.
Okay. Draft number 124-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a water supply agreement with the Village of Lordstown and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
It was moved by Smith, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
That draft has been adopted under suspension of the rules. Mayor, you'll call Mr. Hill and let him know if this will approve. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. Mayor?
I have nothing for that one.
Mr. Auditor?
Yeah. We just got our bids back for the fiber project and the network project. Bill just reviewed them yesterday. We will be able to come back for COVID. The latest thing is all encumbrances need to be done by November 20th. So we have to have all our COVID dollars encumbered and passed to the council, I'm hoping by next week. So if we could get an agenda together within the next 7 days to have a meeting for COVID expenses, I appreciate it. We have the network project came in around $74,000, and fiber was $150-ish. So anticipated on fiber was around $80,000. The cheapest came in around $150,000, $160,000. And the highest on that was like $308,000 on fiber. So those are coming. And then we discussed today with Al in budgets with some expenditures for audiovisual for council members, for iPads, keyboards for you guys. Try and go more paperless. So those will be coming through. What else can we talk about, Al?
Equipment.
Well, we talked about equipment for this room.
Equipment for this room to stream more. And Mike's going to be working on getting you guys microphones for your spots so more people can be projected a little better with people utilizing streaming devices. So, and then also going through a YouTube channel, I believe.
YouTube. Go ahead and look at, we're potentially putting our council meeting streaming on YouTube Live with the ability to go ahead and follow up the next day or whatever you prefer to watch it at a later date. So those were some key things. We're really, if we need the paper for council, that's cool. But if we can do this paperless right now, have our own microphones to be able to, we're basically looking at this being our new home. Whether it's a year or 3 years down the road or forever, we need to do a better job for our residents. And we have the advantage right now to go through and do some of these things. So that was real key here. The tablets, the audio visual for in here, the YouTube potential that's out there. It's not a big deal. We covered another code. So potentially, I guess what we're saying is that John and I are going to get together probably Monday or Tuesday. We're going to put a plan together, and we'll probably end up calling a special meeting with sponsorship from finance and technology so that we can get together and have another special meeting and move forward on some of this electronic technology for how to promote the ones that are available to the city.
Al, are you thinking next Wednesday or Thursday?
I'm thinking that probably needs to be next Wednesday or Thursday for a council meeting, special council meeting.
Sure, okay.
I mean, you have to get backup sponsorship of my committee and technology to follow up with the audience based on them also, so they need to be tied into this loop.
Wednesday's better today, so they know the city's supporting.
Pardon?
Better day on Wednesday.
Thursday's better, right, is the holiday. So, do you just want to set the special council meeting now for next Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely. What time is that okay for a sponsorship? Okay.
So what time next Thursday, John? What time do you guys want this? 5?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, okay with everybody? 5 o'clock.
What, do you want to make it 6, Barrett?
I got 30.
What time's good for you? 6? Is that okay with everybody?
That's fine.
Well, all we're going to cover is
it'll be go to.
Yeah, so you can call in at 6:30. It'll be 6. We need to accommodate. 6 okay with you? Linda, are you okay next Thursday at 6 p.m.? So let's just set that now. By order of Niles City Council, there'll be a special council meeting for agenda items next Thursday, November 12th at 6 p.m. Our clerk will send out the meeting information.
Right here.
Via go-to, or are we doing it in person, or just?
Be here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to go to the conference room if you want to meet in person. Narrows Lane.
Well, it's the same building.
Oh, okay.
You can call in on the phone. It's going to be a go-to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nikki will send it out.
And if there's any, after any projects that we bid out or quote out over the next few days, everything else, talk with the law director. The remaining funds will be put towards police and fire for salary expenses, which is available per the Coronavirus Relief Fund Act. that was passed?
Probably.
So that is our plans for the next till next Wednesday.
Mr. Donner, Mr. Treasurer.
Yes. Dave, I sent you an email address as the treasurer's revenue report. I passed them out also this evening. We have a deposit of readout of $513,295.75 on November 2nd. Last year at this time, $7,957,302.71 gross. And last year at this time was $9,124,394.01. So there's about a difference of $1,167,091.30. So we'll be waiting for the next deposit on the 15th. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more than what the previous year, but we're still about a little bit over $1 million behind from last year revenue.
Thank you. Mr. Safety Director?
No comment.
Mr. Lastic?
Rich, Doc, I see you guys after 1 minute. You got 1 minute after.
Yeah.
Mr. McNaught?
No comment.
Mr. Profato?
No comment.
Mr. Cantola?
Yeah, I know he's not in here. I don't know if Chief's still in the hallway, but
Chief.
Go ahead and stick your hand in here. I appreciate everything our police department's done. They just got recertified in their program this past week. They deserve an attaboy. They've had an honor on grounds, gone through their policies, gone through their training sessions for the police department, and they passed all the flying colors, which is definitely a tribute to not just our department, but our entire city, that our guys are willing to go through that effort and put forward the training to make sure that our citizens are safe in this community. So that's the first thing. I'd like to thank them and appreciate seeing them recognized for their dedication to the city. Second off, I think that the water agreement we covered today would be a benefit to all of us. You know, it's a little slow coming for our city possibly, but for the county and for Lordstown and for MBSD, this is going to be huge in a couple of years when things really start moving on. So thank you for being here. Thanks for Lordstown being here and going through and answering our questions, folks. That's key. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Ms. Marquez, any comments?
No.
Ms. Smith?
I'd like to thank kudos to the city for the department, and I feel that the partnership with Lordstown will help us in the future. I'm excited about the work.
Thank you. Mr. Smith. Motion to adjourn is in order by Mr. Lastic, seconded by Mr. McNaught. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
See you next Thursday. Bye. Stay well.